Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, Y2J returns, United States title match, and who faces Jinder? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Drink it in, man. Jericho is back. The GOAT is back, and we are back to break down SmackDown for you live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube show, channel, post, thing, site, that, iTunes, SoundCloud, like, subscribe, tell your friends and your enemies about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV. What's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg, Twitter, at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, t-shirts, pricetees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Scott Narver out of town this week. You can follow him on Twitter at Scott Narver. He'll be back, don't worry. Got the rest of the crew with me here. First off, the lovely lady to my left, at Gabrielle_Loren. It's Gabby Loren.
Yes, you got it. And on Instagram, Gabby period Loren.
Oh, mixes it up for you.
Exactly.
Over on the other side, he's so cool that he's wearing glasses this week. At Tom McCombs, Tom Connolly.
Hello, I'm here. I made it here. Didn't think I was going to.
Tom raced here faster than a Punjabi prison gets down to the ring. And filling in for Mrs. Scott Narver, friend of the show, he's come back hanging out with us. He's up to like 15 followers on Twitter.
15.
15?
Yeah, like 15. Yeah, it's crazy.
He created it solely for the show.
For the people.
For the people. Yeah. For all of you. At Flood City Frank. Frankie George is back on the show.
Guys, thanks for having me. I will try to fill in the big shoes that I have over at the end of this table as Tom fights the fly.
Yeah, and we do have a fifth person in the studio. There's a fly flying around.
Charlie. So
his name is Charlie.
Charlie.
If Gabby shrieks...
I was going to say, yeah. If you hear me make some noises throughout the show,
it's not because
worry.
Of me. It wasn't me who did it. It was Charlie the fly.
Charlie exactly. The
fly. And of course, engineering us in the booth, as always, our buddy at Jimbo in the booth. Jimbo in the booth.
Hi.
Hey. You decided to join into that?
I like being a part of this.
Okay.
I feel like
thing.
Scott
it's
says hi.
Thing.
I apologize. Scott says
no,
hi.
No, it's so. Just me. Right, it's us, me, and Jimbo. It's our thing.
Can you get Scott to text me while I'm doing this so I know I'm doing the right thing?
Got it.
Thank you.
So, Battleground in the rear view. Gabby, you were a part of the pay-per-view panel this past Sunday. You can check that out on the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page if not checked it out yet. And overall, as Battleground ends, I really felt this first SmackDown to be on the road to SummerSlam was better than the pay-per-view by, like, a lot.
Oh, my God, yes. I thought tonight's SmackDown was phenomenal. It was action-packed. There were all these great moments happening in every match. Amazing storylines to tie things up. But I wish we had that same energy on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt Twitter overall was a little more harsh than they should have been. Yeah, there were some finishes and some things that happened on Sunday that I was just like, really? But to me, a tag title match, I feel it was the best tag team match of the year so far. I enjoyed Nakamura Corbin on Battleground. I enjoyed it more tonight, which we'll get to. I enjoyed the Punjabi Prison match. I thought for what they did in the confines of what it was, I thought it went well. Wasn't crazy about most of the rest of it, but overall I thought it was a solid paper. It wasn't the best of the year by any means, but I thought it was solid.
Yeah, I don't know. Frankie and I watched it together, and I don't know. I feel like we were kind of just like talking and on our phones more than watching the pay-per-view sometimes.
Well, thanks for being honest.
2017, folks. There's always two things to look at.
Am I not supposed to be honest?
No, that's why so many people love our shows, because, you know, we talk about the things we love. If there's things we don't like, we're not afraid to say
it. Yeah. I mean, the tag match was the best match of the night. It was an awesome match.
Yeah.
And then everything else was kind of, it happened.
I think New Day Usos were amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I actually really did like the John Cena Rusev match and Punjabi Prison. Those were
you're one
of my
person
favorites.
Who liked the flag match.
I'm sorry. This panel. Yeah.
Well, I said last week, I'm like, people are going to be up in arms of flags falling and hitting the ground. And sure enough,
Yeah. People were up in arms about flags falling and hitting the ground.
Oh, well, that's part of the match. They're not doing it to disgrace the flag.
I know, like, I know they're not intentionally trying to do anything.
Come on, people, chill out. Calm down out there.
So on the pay-per-view recap that we did, we were saying how it kind of is more of a meaning to have to actually get the flag in its, you know,
like holster.
Place. Yeah, in its holster, exactly. That's the bigger meaning to it. So it's not about, you know, the flag falling or things happening with the flag in between. It's about taking that American flag and putting it where it belongs.
America.
So everyone can see it. America.
America. Yeah.
Which is why I think it should be like a capture the flag scenario where it's like you have the American side and you have Rusev's side where it's just like, I'm going to take your flag. I'm going to take my flag. I'm going to put it in your post, like in your stand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like that would be a little bit more symbolic. Like, I conquered your area.
Well, then that's kind of saying, all right, America, we just conquered Bulgaria.
Yeah.
True.
Well, that's what he
did,
though.
Well, that's what. And that's,
no, Cena conquered Rusev.
Which is why
he has nothing against Bulgaria.
We were actually rooting for Rusev. Yeah, we were. I think that what's happening. Is actually pretty obvious what's happening with all these pay-per-views. We have so many of them that the specialness of these pay-per-views it's getting a little diluted. I think we're seeing them as regular shows now. And if you had, you know, I mean, at one point there was only like what, 3 or 4 a year, and then Bischoff came in and was like, let's do 12. And then now we're getting every 3 weeks. I mean, I call Tom like every week, like, hey, is there a pay-per-view this week? Because I just think if you overexpose something, you have so many of them, it's really tough. I'll get really quick to this. A couple years ago, whenever the network first came on, I think the second podcast Stone Cold did was with Triple H. And he said, what would you do differently with Raw? And Triple H says, well, I would make it 2 hours. It's really hard to write 3 hours of Raw, right? 3 hours of TV. It might be really hard to do like 19 pay-per-views a year. It might be really hard to do like, I don't think it's 19. But
I think there
it is 19.
If you count takeovers, there's probably...
Oh, even more.
Yeah.
There's probably 18, somewhere between 18 and 20 a year.
No, yeah, yeah. With takeovers, it's got to be almost 23, 24.
Yeah. It's tough. So. It's tough to make them all fun, make them all great.
Crazy.
Well, okay, the highlight of this pay-per-view was definitely Xavier Woods taking that boot to the face.
Yes.
Off of that.
Yeah. That was Shelton Benjamin-esque.
Holy shit, how does he still have...
Language, Jimbo. Language. We talked about this last week.
It's needed in a...
Well, what else was awesome was SmackDown tonight.
Yeah.
They delivered. I am now ready for SummerSlam just from this one episode of SmackDown.
Totally.
We start with Kevin Owens, who regained the United States Championship at Battleground, coming out in the suit, talking about how this just feels right. And he's going to begin the United States Open Challenge next week. And he won't defend his title in Richmond. He is interrupted by AJ Styles, who says, no, I'm here for my rematch, which is happening tonight. And then they're interrupted by a certain goat.
Surprise.
Daniel Bryan came out?
Yes. No.
Later.
Chris Jericho makes his return to SmackDown Live. Mentions how the last time he was here, he left on a stretcher thanks to Kevin Owens. And he wants his rematch that he's still owed for tonight. AJ tells him he has to get to the end of the line. Jericho then, for him telling him that, puts him on the list. While they're bickering, Kevin Owens just nonchalantly walks out of the ring, walks around them, places the microphone back on the ring steps, and heads up the ramp. And he's like right at the end where Jericho's like, wait, Kevin! You're not going anywhere, you stupid idiot! Get back here! And Owens like, nah, never mind. But then out comes Shane. Shane's like, you know what? They both do deserve a title shot. And they're both going to get one tonight in a triple threat match. Booyah. Dances around, say, I just survived the helicopter crash, and leaves.
As you do.
Because that's what Shane does, because he's freaking not human.
He wasn't looking human either by the color of his skin.
He was in the ocean for a while. He was in the ocean. He got a little extra sun.
He was
cast away.
Cast away, like Tom Hanks out there in the ocean for like 8 months.
He's hanging on a propeller.
I just want to say, we're only joking about this because we can, because he's okay.
But it's awesome. I mean,
and it's incredible.
It is. It's fantastic.
Him and the pilot.
Everybody is safe. That's great. No, it's something to brag about. And, you know, it's great.
Yeah. So we're getting a huge triple threat match tonight, which is amazing.
Nice to mix things up a little bit.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
Yes.
Good surprise. Like, I never would have called Jericho coming back. So.
Thanks, YouTube. for recommending that video before I got a chance to watch SmackDown.
Frankie got spoiled about the return.
Yeah. You can't fix an algorithm for that.
You kind of have to block all social media because you'll even get updates from WWE Network. Mm-hmm. So if you're not up to date with what's going on in the moment, you're going to find out the spoilers.
It's a dangerous
or
game.
On your Facebook, it shows up too. Like you're just like scrolling. You're like, I don't have a chance to watch yet. Can you not do this? You know, maybe do it after 8 o'clock or whatever.
That happened to me on Sunday when I saw Natty post a picture of her and Great Khali.
Oh! That's rough.
Maria Nett made a good point in the chat role. Shane McMahon is Braun Strowman in real life.
Oh, yeah. He really is. This guy can jump off of cells. He can go through non-fake glass, mm-hmm. like actual plexiglass. He could
and survive a helicopter.
Survive a helicopter crash. Yeah,
unscathed,
completely fine.
Baron Corbin versus Nakamura rematch from Sunday, and like I kind of said at the top of the show, I did enjoy their match at Battleground. I was okay with the DQ finish to like kind of let the feud continue. But man, did both of them bring it tonight. It was such a hard-hitting match. Mm-hmm. Both of them did awesome. Kinshasa for the win. Nakamura gets a little revenge on Corbin from this past Sunday. But this was outstanding.
Yeah, right from the get-go. Yeah, I mean, that clothesline set the tone right away, like outside the ring. We all reacted pretty good to that one. It was bam, you know, it hit you, and then you're like, okay, this is a fight. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it was, absolutely. Yeah.
I thought it was very impressive tonight. There was a lot of physicality going on between these two guys. And I think it was much needed because I didn't think they brought it very much during the pay-per-view of Battleground. Mm-hmm. I think Corbin could have done so much better to level up to Nakamura, and I think he really brought it tonight.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, he is like a gold, what is he, a gold gloves winner?
Yeah, three-time, is that in the stats? Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he's used to being hit in the face or, you know, at least throwing punches.
Yeah, he brought the strong style right back to Nakamura tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's a football player. I mean,
he can hit.
He's not afraid. Yeah.
I really, like, as great as a triple threat match was, which we'll get into later, I think I enjoyed this match even more tonight because I just loved how hard-hitting it was by both guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nakamura had an amazing move there. He did a drop kick on Baron, and it was so high. He had so much height on it. I was really impressed by some of the moves he can pull out just because of his agility in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, he gets insane amount of air, and obviously he can certainly punch an elbow, but it's all about the kicks and the knees with Nakamura, and it doesn't matter how tall of a guy you are, he will kick you in the face.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I want to make sure before I forgot, just a few minutes in, I have to do a cheap little plug. A lot of you guys are familiar with a wrestler by the name of Al Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You've heard of him. He's pretty well known in wrestling. Mm-hmm. He started his own clothing line. Actually, we probably should play the Christian's Closet music during this. This will probably be a good spot for that, Jimbo. We'll get my little fashion music played because Al Snow has created a wrestling line for wrestling fans, like by wrestlers and wrestling fans. It's called collarandelbowbrand.com. It just came out last week. They got wrestlers like Symbody, Stevie Ray, Madison Rain, amongst them, like kind of sponsoring and being faces for it. And I'm happy to say that they've asked me to be one of their faces for it as well.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm the first wrestling personality with it, but I'm just gonna say that I'm the first wrestling personality representing them.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to check out collarandelbowbrand.com, and if you order anything on there, if you use the promo code Rosenberg, you get 10% off your order.
Nice.
So make sure you check that out. They're constantly updating with new clothing as well. They got some on there, and they're going to be updating more and more.
So what kind of clothing is it? Like real clothing or wrestling clothing?
It's real clothing, like collar and elbow. Okay. It had different designs. Like there's
T-shirts.
They're T-shirts, hats. They're making. Like they have a T-shirt of like wrestling boots on it that says "Support your local wrestler."
Oh, gotcha.
You know, like you know, different nice wrestling designs.
Gotcha.
You can see them all at collarandelbowbrand.com.
I'll do this after the show.
There you go. There's.
What if I did it right now? Would that be weird?
I mean, I'm not going to stop
you. Kind of rude. You have an audience watching you. You know?
I mean, people are watching you right now, but.
I mean, I'd like to think that you're more interested in this than your Battleground pay-per-view viewing.
I am, yeah, yeah. This was definitely way better.
Dasha's backstage with Naomi, and really right before this interview starts, she's interrupted by Natalya, and Naomi's kind of wondering why Natalya didn't shake her hand at the end when Naomi wished her luck after Natalya was victorious at Battleground, which... Maybe I wasn't super crazy on the match itself, but I am overjoyed Natalya won, and she's finally getting a legit push for a title at a major pay-per-view. They said on Battleground that she was one pay-per-view shy of tying Trish Stratus' female record, which, who would have thought that?
It was like 36.
Well, she's been there for ever now.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but no one would have thought that. There. Yeah, she's been consistent there, finally getting... the attention she deserves and having a marquee match at arguably the second or third biggest pay-per-view of the year.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how amazing this segment was too? I really loved her interaction with Natalya. At first when they were speaking, I thought, oh, Natalya, yeah, like, I love what you're saying. But then when Naomi came back at her, it was written so well to the point where I'm like, oh, Naomi's right. Like, it's that modern future thinking versus a traditional old school way. Mm-hmm. And then I was all about Naomi.
Right, and she, and the reason that she didn't shake her hand, as they explained in the promo, was because Natalya feels that she's tarnished the women's championship by making it look like a child's toy with all the lights on it, and that she disgusts her, and she's going to restore honor back to the women's division. Naomi talked about how she added a little piece of herself to the title, and at SummerSlam, you're going to be blinded by the glow. Natalya then leaves, and as Naomi turns around, there's Carmella with the money in the bank, be like, oh, hey, just me and my contract are just looking to the future. And she's wearing a cutoff of the James Ellsworth t-shirt with, like, the word free written or taped on top of it. Yeah. The free Ellsworth.
She's pretty much saying, don't forget about me. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
We've had SummerSlams where there have been cash-ins. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom and I were unlucky enough to see Daniel Bryan lose his great opportunity with that Viper.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict that happens at this SummerSlam.
Yeah? Right now?
Yeah, I think Carmella is going to get in there and take the spotlight. She's going to cash in.
Mm. Natalya's going to win?
You would have to pick someone to win the match first, and then
Natalya will win.
Yeah. Natalya will win, and then Carmella will. And then Carmella will immediately cash in. So he'll cash it on a heel. Interesting.
Exactly.
I want Natalya to win just so I could see a belt that has two paws on it.
Mm. Yeah, cat paws.
Did you guys see? I don't. No, we'll get that later. Never mind.
Okay. Thanks for the tease, there, Tom.
I'll see if it happened later.
Okay. Charlotte and Becky versus Tamina and Lana, so we keep up with the women's segment here. Good tag match. Becky taking most of the punishment in it, pretty much all dished out by Tamina. Towards the end of the match, Charlotte's in the ring. Tamina takes her down with a super kick, and then she's kind of resting on the ropes. Lana tags herself in. Charlotte moves out of the way from Lana, kicks Tamina off the apron, and then gives a big boot to Lana. Pins her, gets a win for her team, and then Tamina is mad.
Yep.
She is yelling at Lana. Lana looks like a lost 5-year-old child. And she's like, "What? I don't know how I should react. Mommy's yelling at me, but I want to stay here. But I know they want me to go, and I'm kind of hurt. But mommy's not gonna give me dessert if I don't go with her up the ramp right now."
Isn't it kind of interesting that her character is so different from when she was on the sidelines with Rusev? Mm-hmm. She, I was saying this before, is such a strong woman in that role, and then she comes into this, and she kind of has to take a step back and be a little more submissive. Which is super weird for me to see because, you know, I think the ravishing Russian, like, energy and strength and whatever. But she's not really doing that. She's looking like how you just described it.
Yeah. You know? Well, because it's
Tamina,
it's
Tamina
a new
has
world
an
tour.
Effect on people. I try to insert a Scott Tamina joke out of respect. Good, Scott out of respect, yeah. Yeah. Trying to.
Hey, was Luke Harper on tonight?
Normally, Scott would just go through this.
Yeah, that's why I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Yeah, yeah. No. He was not. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do agree, though, Gabby. Yeah, I mean, Lana. Lana was really, I mean, she, again, she's had a lot of goodwill towards the fans. And that's why we were talking about earlier. She's going to be rusty. She's going to be, you know, really trying to wrestle. We're going to give her time.
I think they're turning her face.
Yeah.
I think it's like kind of the sympathy, like watching her improve. They're trying to do with her what didn't seem to be working with Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
But I don't think she'll ever be a baby face because she still has that part of her that's aggressive, even though we're not seeing it. It's like she's confused right now. Like she's learning, and I guess WWE is kind of branding her to seem like, yeah, she's new, so like give her some props. Like she's going to have some rough roads ahead. However, she is improving. I am seeing an improvement week to week. I feel like she is stepping up a little bit each time we see her. But I don't think she'll ever turn complete babyface. What, you think she's actually going to go there?
I thought it was already going to happen. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to happen after the Naomi match.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be kind of instant.
Mm-hmm.
Because the crowd loves her. Yeah. The fans love Lana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they want to chant for her. So they don't want to, like, I mean, I think there were, like, some, like, you can't wrestle chants going on when she was in the ring. But, you know.
Today?
Right, yeah, so then she like.
I didn't hear him tonight.
You know, stand up to that.
I like her being how she was with Rusev. I wish she came in wrestling that almost with that same attitude of like, I'm the best. You know, I mean, she kind of had that a little bit, but then, you know, they had her go against Naomi, and Naomi beat her so fast in like every match. Mm-hmm. So
speaking of which, yeah, no Rusev tonight, no Orton tonight, no Fashion Files tonight.
Yeah.
Fashion
well, they got files. Taken. I know. So
well,
we the, know
yeah, we they're still yeah. they're still unconscious from that beatdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so right too.
Huh?
I feel like I'm so right on that.
I think
it's Harper and Rowan.
I picked the wrong...
did not appear tonight on the show.
Yeah. I picked the wrong NXT team. Last week I said Authors of Pain, and I misspoke. It's Sanity.
You think so?
I think it's Sanity. Like, 100%.
Why do you think that,
they could definitely use the Fashion Police.
Huh?
Sanity, they could definitely use the Fashion Police.
I think they all...
Have you seen what they wear to the ring?
Mm-hmm. Nikki Cross is stunning.
Okay.
You shut your mouth.
One out of five.
There's... four of them.
Because one's hurt, right?
Well, yeah, but that guy...
I think Sarah Fulton's just out of the group.
Yeah.
I think they kicked him out and replaced him with Killian Dane.
They threw that jacket out of the ring. We're like, you're gone. And then, a new jacket.
Yep.
Oh, maybe like wear my clothes one.
Is great. That how Alexa Bliss got her jacket?
That's how Killian got his jacket.
Oh, he's wearing Alexa Bliss's jacket?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Somehow, same size.
Fat guy, little coat.
Yep. But... we're saying all those guys weren't here, but it was still such a packed show.
Yeah.
And, like, you didn't even really notice that they weren't here this week. It's like, oh, that's right. We can still add all these people in to the show also. Mm. I mean, there was no Mojo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you could have put crickets right there. Well, someone who is there, the modern-day Maharaja. Champ.
Our champion.
Jinder Mahal in a really nice suit.
Yeah,
he looked great. So he's cutting a promo bragging that he won the Punjabi prison match. No Singh brothers because they were pretty much killed during the Punjabi prison. Kali, which I think was kind of interesting, being that it was the big story that he returned.
Yeah, that's a good point. They didn't bring him into this,
right?
You know, to do a follow up.
But so. He's talking, bragging, and he wants to know who his opponent will be for SummerSlam. And then he's talked about how he's going to speak to his people in Punjabi. And the only word that we can understand, or there were two words that we could understand when he spoke Punjabi. SummerSlam and John Cena. Why did he say John Cena's name before John Cena came out?
And if you speak Punjabi, can you translate?
Mm. Yeah.
Please, in the chat roll, that'd be great.
Sure, we have a very large Punjab demographic.
Hey, you never know. There might be one.
Prime time when it's
up. What if he said like I love John Cena, I would be honored to face John Cena.
You'd be like John Cena spoiler alert, John Cena is going to be at SummerSlam. So out came Cena and he's just like Jinder starts by saying everything that he feels that Cena's going to say, or you're going to say, I don't deserve it. You're going to make fun of the people in India. You're going to say, the Singh brothers help me. And John's like, no, you're clearly a crappy mind reader. I respect the fact that you're in the best shape of your life, and I respect the fact that you love having that title so much. You're going to do whatever it takes to keep it. Oh, but here's the thing. I'm giving you a heads up. At SummerSlam, I'm taking your title and becoming the first 17-time champ. And he, as he starts leaving, Dan O'Brien comes out. And Dan Bryan's like, Mr. Cena? That's what he said. He said Mr. Cena.
Yeah.
Even though they're kind of related.
Even though they're brother, pretty much brothers-in-law.
Soon be. Yeah.
Soon to be. Mr. Cena, you don't make matches. And even though you've beaten everyone imaginable, me and Shane get to decide who gets title shots. So I'm going to have you face Nakamura next week on SmackDown.
Woo.
What? Like the ultimate dream match. The match that Nakamura has said time and time again, his one dream match for WWE was for Cena. Mm-hmm. And it's happening on SmackDown.
You know what I can't wait for? It to be interrupted.
Charlie with a run-in. Charlie to fly with a run-in on Tom.
Whoa. Get called the refs down here.
Charlie cashed in his money in the bank briefcase to take that spot.
Someone's it was getting just a push. Sitting there.
It got like, caught in Tom's glasses. That's why you don't wear glasses.
I know.
Jeez.
What I was saying was I can't
wait. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah,
all right.
I'm good. I'm good.
I was making sure.
I can't wait.
I mean, it wasn't Shane McMahon jumping out of falling out of a helicopter.
No, exactly.
Okay,
no,
but
no.
You're still
I'm good. I can't wait till next week to when Baron Corbin and Jinder get involved in this match, and then it becomes a Fatal 4-Way at SummerSlam.
So we'd have two Fatal 4-Way title matches.
I will say, though, the magic carpet granted the wish.
Someone give Gabby a rim. Give her a rim shot for that. Where's the rim shot on the drums?
You know.
There it is.
Thanks.
But in all seriousness, we're getting Nakamura and Cena next week
on a random Tuesday in August.
Is it? That is the first Tuesday in August.
It'll be random because they're all numbered.
Chat roll. Where is SmackDown next week? I don't know off the top of my head.
Philly,
what?
Or no, not
no.
Philly,
Philly gets everything
Cleveland,
already.
Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland. Okay.
Cleveland next week.
Cleveland, Ohio. Clearly, they wouldn't like me, but they're going to get that.
Well,
match.
they're
going to
be in mourning because by next week, Kyrie Irving will not be a Cav. So they're giving him something.
Charlie's going after
Kyrie?
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right. I'm sure the fans there are not going to be happy about it, so they're going to call in Charlie.
Charlie to fly.
I can't believe they're doing this on a SmackDown.
Yeah.
I hope they let them have a real good match, like a long match.
I don't know if they'll go. I think they'll go 20. I don't know
well,
if they'll
like,
go
you know,
30.
Yeah, give them the last half hour.
Yeah.
Or what if they attempt to have a match, but it never happens?
See, that's what I think is going to happen.
Which
I,
could very well
I see,
happen.
I see
too.
Corbin definitely getting involved in this match.
They're going to push it.
To, you know, help. But that's still kind of a weird thing for him to help Cena win.
Well,
but.
Well, I almost see, in a way, Corbin interfering, but interfering and causing Cena to lose. And give Nakamura the title shot. Then you have Japan versus India.
I mean, I would much prefer Nakamura and Jinder at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I just think it'd be a more, I mean, not that Cena and Jinder is not a fresh match. We've never really seen that before ever, I think. But I think with, you know, putting Cena in that match, it's just very I don't know.
Well,
it's I feel like if Cena's in that match, 17 is definitely happening.
It's
SummerSlam.
Out of nowhere. This number one contender thing. I mean, it's like, I don't know really.
But George Cisneros in the chat just brought up a very interesting point. There's been someone missing for like the last month on TV besides Luke Harper.
Eric Rowan, yeah.
And Eric Rowan.
Where did you figure this out?
Ziggler.
Ziggler. Next week, we're in Cleveland.
Ah.
His hometown. What if Ziggler screws Cena? We've already had him a few with Nakamura,
ooh,
so that's not happening.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I like
I
that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just
like
screw
that
the fact of why does he keep getting the shots. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I'd be more than down with that.
Yes.
And I'm going to predict now, again, that Nakamura goes into the ring with...
Jinder?
Jinder. Jinder Mahal during SummerSlam. It's going to happen. Nakamura, Jinder Mahal.
Because I honestly think that too.
They're building him up. There's no way that he can't go to SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Nakamura. Mm-hmm. For a big title match.
And you're going to have him finally face Cena and then just lose and then be like every other guy on the roster that has gone up against Cena and lost to him? I don't know.
No, it just it doesn't seem right. Why would you do that to him?
This is really tricky. It's like, because you really want to make, because we were talking earlier, like everyone, when Jinder comes out, people stand up.
Yeah, no, it's the champion. We want to see the champion.
Yeah, we want to see the champ. So, I mean, it's something's working.
A light bulb just went off, Gabby. Watch out for Charlie. Watch out, Charlie.
It's going to happen, SummerSlam.
What's happening?
It's going to be the Nakamura match. Nakamura is going to win, and then Cena's going to challenge him. After. Cena will make a storyline where he'll challenge Nakamura. Mm.
Or they do it to where Nakamura wins the belt and then Corbin cashes in right away.
Or could you imagine if Cena, when he wins the 17th, then immediately gets cashed in by Corbin?
I saw that online, and I was like, no. I was like, no, no, because
they did that with the 16th. A week later, they gave it to Bray. Like, that was... No. I would have much rather waited for Cena. Well, Cena was going to win the 16th. We knew that. Just, just wait, do it right. Win it at SummerSlam, you know, this could be 17, maybe. I don't know.
If he wins it, I do not want Corbin to cash in right away. Because that seems like such a waste. Such a waste of that moment. I mean, I get it. You're spoiling that moment.
I almost feel like you want to rage about this, Tom.
Not really. But
okay.
Yeah. The one thing I did want to rage because we're
talking
about
Jimbo. Do we have
a little bit?
Well, let's make sure Jimbo's got rage music ready. I don't want you to snap. All right, we'll give him a minute.
All right, go spar with Charlie a little and get ready.
Yeah, get over here, Charlie.
Yeah. But does your rage have to do with this title picture?
No. It kind of has to deal with Battleground a little bit.
Okay, so I'll move on to the next thing first, and then they'll give Jimbo time to have the rage prepared. Mm-hmm. Zeno Hour in the chat just said Ziggler versus Cena, winner gets Nikki Bella.
That's great.
Shane backstage is on the phone. Kevin Owens comes out there and he's talking about how you're putting me in this match because you hate me. And Shane's like, I don't care who the U.S. champ is, as long as it's defended on SmackDown. And Owen says, well, you know, if you weren't the commissioner, I wouldn't give a damn about you either, because I don't give a damn about either of them or the people or anything that is not my title. So with that said, he won the title at Battleground. Someone has to rage about Battleground.
Yeah. One thing I did not like.
Boom.
That I did not like at all. At the end of the match, the main event, Great Khali's out there grabbing that belt from Jinder and holding the title like he won. Like, no, dude, you didn't win the match. You just came out and you helped him win, but you did not win the match. That just really bothered me.
It's going to be okay.
I know.
Tom, I know the reason that happened.
Why?
He thought he won.
I think he did.
He had no idea what happened.
He was like, I climbed down the cage. My feet touched the floor. Orange didn't. He was still inside the cage.
Oh, you were so angry that night.
I was.
He was just over. I'm not making fun of you. They were like, stop holding it up. Why are you holding it up? Yeah.
Because he can hold it up higher than Jinder can.
Yeah. But it's like, if they're in the back, I don't know. If whoever's watching the back, I hope someone said to him, hey, can you not grab the belt from the champion because you are not the champion? Like, it's such a weird thing to do when you're not. It's not yours.
I wasn't bothered by it.
No?
AJ0314 in the chat's telling you, Tom, let Khali dream.
He already won the belt years ago.
It's been a while.
I'm with you, Tom.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when they brought back Virgil and Ted DiBiase Jr. had the $1 million belt. There's a one SmackDown or something where Virgil's going to get out of the ring. And Ted DiBiase Jr. is like, hold open the ropes for me. He's like, no, man, let me hold the belt. He's like, no, go hold open the ropes. And you can see how pissed he looks. Like, man, I wanted to hold the belt.
But the belt looks so shiny.
Yeah, like if I was Jinder, I'd be like, can you give me my belt back? Like, I'm the one that's the champion, not you.
But we talked about this on pay-per-view. They're family.
Not
right?
really. No. I mean, well.
No.
The storyline for Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
But still, if it was my brother-in-law or whoever, I'd be like, no.
Well, just like how Jason Jordan's really Kurt Angle's son.
Yes. Exactly.
What if the Singh brothers would have hopped on each other's shoulders and then held it? Like, Khali grabbed it, and then they did that. And held it.
They still would have been a foot shorter than Khali.
That would have been fine. I would have been fine with that. That would have
at least
been
funny. Like a Russian nesting doll?
Yes. Tag team match, Aiden English and Mike Kanellis versus Ty Dillinger and Sami Zayn. First off, I called on this show last week that Aiden English would win. And he did. I'm pretty damn proud of that because I'm a huge Aiden English fan. Thank you, studio audience. I appreciate it. I am a Ty Dillinger fan too, but they're not. I don't know what they're doing with him.
He's feuding with Aiden English, right?
Is he?
I don't know.
And Mike Kanellis, come on. I mean, Mike, I mean, Gabby, you said it best when we were watching it. She's like, him and Maria just really annoy me and how lovey-dovey they are. I'm like, that's the point. That's why they're so great.
But I'm like really annoyed. Like, you love the being annoyed and I don't love being annoyed. That's the difference.
Isn't it weird to say I love it when the WWE annoys me? Like, that's the bit. And Mike and Maria annoy me to the extent where it's just so damn entertaining. I love it.
Like, everybody else is screaming and you're actually cheering.
That's the finish of the song, annoying me with your love.
I'll see you wrote the lyric for
me. By the way, yeah, Tom,
where's our verse?
Didn't do it, sorry.
Damn it, Tom.
Do you guys remember back in the day, like, this is the song that never ends?
Yeah, that's
it reminds me of that because it's kind of like you're literally writing annoying lyrics with annoying in the lyrics and you're annoying people even more.
Isn't that Lamb Chop?
That was Lamb Chop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Lamb Chop. Oh my God, I love Lamb Chop.
Man, I missed that show.
We're not talking about the food, Gabby.
No, I actually don't I even like Lamb Chops. I
You're
hate Lamb
sick,
Chops.
Gabby.
I like Lamb Chop, the stuffed animal Lamb Chop.
Gotcha.
So it was a fun tag match with these guys. Huluva kick on Mike Kanellis gives Zayn and Dillinger the win. So now Zayn's beat Mike Kanellis twice in a row. So, is this thing, like, over already? And then, if so, what's next for them? I was kind of surprised that Zayn and Dillinger got the win here. I was thinking it would have been the other way around.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I was not expecting it to be... Yeah.
I mean, it was a good match. It was fine.
And it's like, yeah, I guess it's feud. It went on for, like, a couple weeks, but they've had, like, two matches, and that's it? Like, I don't know. You know, I don't get where they're going with this. It's a kind of puzzling thing, especially with Sami Zayn.
But Aiden English adding the power of love in his song this week, how he gets a team with them. Mwah. Magnifique. Bravo, Aiden English.
It's almost just as puzzling as Lana and Tamina's relationship.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. But Sami Zayn's like, you know, all right, 2 steps forward, 10 steps back. Like, what's going on with this dude?
They're really missing out some opportunities, I think, with him. But he's gonna make the best of everything that you give him. But it's just I think everyone just really like just gritting their teeth, like just give Sami something big, you know. But all four of those guys and the one gal on the side, I mean, they're all good. They're all talented. I mean, it's just like, you know, they could all do really good in this little feud. Yeah.
Now we'll just like rotate people, so now have like Dillinger feud with Mike and Aiden English feud with Sami.
What was it? It was like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. I remember like there was like the same four wrestlers. Oh, I think Cesaro went from the U.S. title to the Intercontinental title, and literally there was like the same four wrestlers, and they just rotated feuds. I can't remember exactly when it was, but I'm pretty sure Cesaro was one of the four guys.
Yeah.
Just sometimes it's like, oh boy, it's too goofy.
Yeah. Do we think Sami could ever be a heel?
Oh
no. Sami Zayn will not be a heel
ever.
No.
Brian was able to. That's how he got to be the face we love. He was a jerk when he was with AJ. You know, and then that 12-second match. Was it 12? Was it even that long?
No, it was like 3 seconds against Sheamus.
Sheamus kick his head off?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's the sad thing. When you said when it was with AJ, I was thinking, when was Daniel Bryan with AJ Styles?
Oh, yeah. Here's the other AJ. One,
yeah. Oh, that's right.
In the past, yeah. A skipper.
I don't know. I think he could, though. Like, I think he could pull it off.
He could get really disgruntled and angry. Like,
yeah,
really,
you know
like
I mean?
I'm being robbed. Like, I am super talented. Yep. I'm being robbed.
But the crowd is just going to cheer for him then.
No, but I think he could get people to boo him enough. And then him and Kevin Owens can form a tag team again.
And be best friends again.
Yeah. No, and be bad guys, not be good guys.
I think if he goes the Owen Hart route of, like, I deserve this, I'm better. Like, why does everyone pick on me? I'm not a nugget kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. People get mad at me because I talk too much backstage. Yeah. In promos.
New Day coming out to celebrate their tag title victory, becoming 3-time tag champs, which, like I said earlier, to me, best tag team match of the year. This match was insane. But we don't get a celebration because the Usos beat the crap out of them. And I thought Kofi got sliced in half by the wall on the stage.
Yeah, they didn't show a replay of that either.
No.
They went right on to the next segment.
Yeah. So look, they're doing the announcement, and then all of a sudden, you hear the mic hit the ground.
Don't you dare be. Oh.
And Usos are then beating up Xavier and Kofi. Big E kind of limps out. Double super kick on him. Usos stand tall. I am thrilled that this feud is not over.
I think
keep going to SummerSlam.
I like heel Usos. I mean, it's just like so it's what good. It's what they needed.
They're
it's
so
just,
good.
It's like you're letting someone be themselves. And I'm not saying like the Usos are bad guys, but we're just saying like just give them attitude. You know what I mean? You know they did the gimmick where they were honoring their heritage. Now it's just like let's just be real, like just badass guys. You know what I mean, I think that's people will go for that all the time, and they'll want to hate them. And the people that already hated them will kind of like okay, I kind of like them now a little bit. You know, it's just there's that edge to them. Because we already knew they could put on good matches, but just give us something to really gravitate towards, either good or bad. But yeah, they're getting it done.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say earlier was that I saw on WWE Shop today that New Day has like their personalized tag team belts now.
Oh, they've had those for a little while.
Oh, have they? Oh, okay.
I think they were selling them at WrestleMania.
Oh, were they? Okay. Oh, I thought.
I'm surprised they don't come out with them.
Yeah.
Like the bright light colors, like the cereal box.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, damn. Sorry.
So they're not the only one who's disrespecting.
Exactly.
According to Natty.
Natty's also getting a tag title shot now. She's getting a shot at tag titles, too.
With who?
She's got the power of the hearts.
Ironically, though, right? One of the Usos is married to Naomi, yeah, and they're both making their own belts customized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, New Day's making, not the Usos.
Oh, yeah. You mixed them up. But you mentioned
New Day.
New Day has their
sorry, I thought you were saying belts. The Usos. Never mind.
No, Gabby.
Just kidding.
It's okay.
We really need the Uso entourage back, though. That makes them so much more cooler.
Oh, just a crew
just
of thugs.
They have like a posse of dudes in every town, and they could just call them Us because they call everyone Us.
Mm-hmm. Every guy's name is Us.
Exactly. Oh, that's my Us right there.
Get him, Us. Couldn't have sounded any whiter than I just did. Renee backstage with Nakamura, asking him about his match next week, and all he says next week, John Cena, you can't see me. I'll see Jinder at SummerSlam. That's all he needs to say.
Yeah,
I would just have him walk right away.
Not even say a sentence.
No. I'm not even gonna give this guy time of day. We'll see him next week. You know, just. Good, you know, good intimidating face and just walk away. Sometimes no words, man. It's sometimes better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're getting attacked over there.
Yeah, Charlie. Charlie had something to say about it. Charlie walked away like Nakamura did.
I'm next because he got Gabby before he went on air. Then Tom was. Yeah.
I don't have an eye now. So.
Skull crushing finale.
Yeah.
Around this guy.
I got super kicked.
You got super kicked. I'm getting choke slammed out of my chair.
You're going through this table.
I'm going through the table. Yeah.
Main event. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho for the United States Championship. Freaking amazing. Awesome. Like, the fact that, again, this is a match that we got on free TV.
Yeah.
When, you know, this would steal any pay-per-view. It was just incredible. Everyone brought it. Chris Jericho might lose another eighth of a step when he turns 90, but... Other than that, he's still just as good as he's always been. He doesn't miss anything. This was pretty much as flawless of a triple threat match as you can get between the three of these guys.
Yeah.
This is my favorite match.
Sorry. No, go, Gabby. You first.
I got really excited, my bad.
Yeah, no,
that's
it. Go for it.
Yeah, so this was my favorite match of the night. I loved it. This is what SmackDown is about. This is how you finish a SmackDown properly. They just were, I mean, I think, like you said, best triple threat. They're all really strong and work well together. And I liked how Kevin Owens would come in when you least expect it. He'd jump back in, take someone out. That was really fun and thrilling. And then Jericho had a lot of height when he threw Styles over. I don't remember what point.
Oh, the back body drop.
Yes.
Yeah, AJ gets a lot of air for those.
A lot of air. I was like, oh my God, is this guy like, I'm kind of scared right now because I would be.
I'm scared every time AJ does anything because it's just like so crazy and how he keeps his balance and flying.
And the springboard 450. Oh my God.
He never misses that. He never misses it.
I'm like, are you in the Olympics, dude? Like, that's crazy. How do you even balance and get up? And it's just like a straight jump onto a rope and a flip. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to learn how to do that.
Who's stopping you?
Death. Oh.
All right. That's fair.
You got to go to like the trampoline place and try it out first.
Oh, I used into to have the, a trampoline into the, back into in the pit.
Into like the foam pits.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might die there too. I'm not gonna lie.
First person to ever get killed from jumping into a foam pit.
Those things are kind of freaky to get out of, though. If
you're, oh, they're tough to get out
like,
of. Yeah,
you're like drowning in foam.
Yes, you feel like you're reaching and you're not really getting.
I felt like a giant moron at Access. I definitely jumped into the foam pit that they had there off the ropes. Oh yeah, I did a frog splash into the foam pit.
Is there a video of this? How have we not seen this?
Steve Kaufman and I made a video of a tour around Access, but for some reason, something got screwed up with the video, and we were never able to post it.
Boo!
Because we wanted to we had the guy watching and kind of like judge like who did the better move into the foam pit. I won clearly with my frog splash.
I need to see this.
But I couldn't get out of the damn pit.
I think
we cut the camera at that
not
point.
Not the jump. I want to see you trying to climb out.
I think we cut the camera at that point. I'm like rolling around trying, like, how do I get out of this thing?
Any good camera guy would not have cut that camera at that point. He would have kept it rolling.
If anyone has footage, send it at @FloodCityFrank on Twitter, and we'll show it.
Well, speaking of frog splash, Kevin Owens delivers one almost as good as mine was in the foam pit. Almost. He hits it on Jericho, and then AJ throws Owens out of the ring and pins Jericho. And AJ Styles, 48 hours after he lost the title in odd fashion, regains the title in slightly odd fashion. Because he kind of did a heel way to win the title. Yeah. We never really see a good guy do this. So I was cool with that because it was unexpected. Mm. And it also wasn't Kevin Owens, wasn't a finishing move, per se, that caused a finish. So it was the surprise ending of an incredible match with a twist of the ending. AJ celebrates, and then Kevin Owens grabs the microphone and says, "It's not fair, and you know what is fair? I'm getting my rematch next week for my United States Championship, and I'm taking it back." So next week, we have Owens and AJ for the U.S. title, and Nakamura and John Cena. And who knows what else between the women's division. Mm. Fashion Files, maybe we'll get that next week.
I hope so.
Hopefully they regain consciousness. Mm. I need to know who hurt my boys.
Well, I think Fandango's missing, though, right?
Fandango was kidnapped.
Yeah.
And dragged, right?
Yeah. Tyler Breeze has to find his partner.
Which is another clue that it could be Harper and that's Rowan because he was dragged out. Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's why once I saw that, I was like, oh, it's definitely them. Like, I would be surprised if it's anybody else but them. No. I mean, this match was awesome. Like, so good. You know, I wish this was the pay-per-view. I wouldn't have been on my phone as much. but it was so good, and it was great to see Jericho back. It's amazing, this dude. I can't believe that he's like 48, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, who's the oldest?
Is he that old?
He's older, I think he is, yeah.
AJ. Oh, no, AJ's not even 40 yet.
Yeah. No, he's
like, AJ's like 38 or so.
He's like high 40s, Jericho. Like,
chat roll, how old is Chris Jericho? I know he's definitely in his 40s. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's 40. I want to say maybe like 45.
Maybe, I don't know. But
chat roll, someone let us know because we're getting ready to wrap up soon. But let us know in a chat roll how old Chris Jericho is before we go off the air.
Yeah. I can't wait till next week.
Yeah, we can't wait till next week. And then along with that, so we already know. So Jinder's facing either Nakamura or Cena. AJ0314 in the chat said he's 46.
Okay.
So we'll just go with that because I don't have any other access right now.
Fact check.
The next one is going to be like, he's 104. Oh, guys, he's 104. Now more people are saying 46. So we'll go with that. So we got either Nakamura or Cena versus Jinder. We have Naomi and Natalya. Mm-hmm. We're going to have New Day and Usos in some fashion. Already on the Raw side, we know we have the Fatal 4-Way for the title match. We're going to have probably something involving Miz, Ambrose, and Rollins over there for the Intercontinental Championship. SummerSlam is looking really damn good right now. Mm-hmm.
And the Raw women's match too. Bayley.
Oh yeah, Bayley and Alexa again. And I mean, we got. Well, we still don't really know who's going to be in the U.S. title match yet at SummerSlam, because they might just do something all new after next week. Mm-hmm. Or we might have a big payoff match with AJ and Owens, too, mm-hmm. which I have no problem with.
Ends with double pin next week. So we don't know.
Oh, God, you're probably right.
Draw.
Should give them a ladder match at SummerSlam. I think that'd be...
That'd be fun.
But we just had a ladder match like a month ago.
Money in the bank.
Money in the bank.
Yeah, but that's different, though.
I know it's different, but we did just have that match.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm just not seeing a lot of quote-unquote gimmicks for SummerSlam, like outside of there being a Fatal 4-Way or, you know, like multiple wrestler matches. I feel like that,
yeah, the tag match, I think, will be some kind of, like, no holds bar or something like that now.
Yeah.
Now that they've done that, so.
Well, that'd make a 3-on-2 at that point.
Maybe, yeah.
By the way, some little news here for Chris Jericho, because apparently he was born on November 9th, so he'll be turning 47 this November, so his birthday's in a few months.
And he's from Long Island! I just saw that, sorry.
But more importantly than that, as far as birthdays, apparently someone's birthday is tomorrow.
Who?
And it's Tom Conway's birthday.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
And I feel really bad because...
That was a love tap from Charlie.
I honestly found out it was your birthday tomorrow, like 20 minutes before the show. So like, because I would have brought like cupcakes like you brought for me. So next week, we'll get something nice for Tom.
All right, yeah.
like him writing the verse of the song
maybe,
that he's promised us for weeks.
Maybe finally it'll come to me.
And then drinks on me at the concert.
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, what concert?
We're going to Matchbox 20, y'all. Throwback and Counting Crows.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's 94 all over again.
But Tom, who are you going to see before you see this?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Where are you going this Saturday?
Wait, what?
Tom?
Yeah.
Where? Is this a birthday tour?
I know. Yeah.
Wait, he's seeing everybody.
Didn't you just go to what concert? Did you just go to last week?
Third Eye Blind.
So you went to Third Eye Blind.
Yep.
You're going to Metallica.
Yep.
And then you're going to see Matchbox 20 and Counting Crows.
Yep.
Where is all this taking place?
In Los Angeles. What do you think?
Entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every place is just concerts.
And his birthday is tomorrow.
I know,
So it's going to be just jam-packed.
Yeah. This is a jam-packed week for you.
You're going to be like 26?
Yeah. Yeah, 26. Yeah.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a lie, just in case people were wondering.
He's nope, lying not, a lie, not a lie.
He's not 26.
Not a lie at all.
I mean, I'm still older than him, but he's not 26. but yeah, so we're
fine. 27.
Okay. and chat roll's not wishing a happy birthday early.
It's okay.
It's okay. What do you mean? It's okay. You should be saying thank you that they're wishing.
They're wishing you a happy birthday. It's not like you said they're not wishing me.
No,
I was like,
Christian's trying to be a heel slash not. They're wishing
you
a happy birthday.
Thank
they're wishing you a happy birthday. I didn't say anything rude about it. No cupcakes for you next week. But people can follow you on social media and all that if you also choose
at
them
Tom the Com, yes.
At Tom the Com.
Yeah.
Anything else to plug besides your concerts?
No, you can see my pictures. I don't know. Some pictures of the concert this weekend and stuff like that.
And we need like celebratory birthday pictures. Make sure you tweet Tom happy birthday on tomorrow, Wednesday. Flood his feed with John Cena birthday photos.
I like that. That's a good idea.
Hey, Frankie, thanks for hopping in this week.
Thanks for inviting me back.
I couldn't even tell Scott wasn't here.
Well, I don't believe that, but we miss you, Scott. They'll see you next week.
And how can people reach out to you? Because you're on Twitter, by the way.
I'm on Twitter, baby, at FloodCityFrank. And, Tom and I will be at the concert. We'll be sending you pictures, so be on the lookout for that. Metallica.
There you go. Gabby, how can people reach out to you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, period, Loren, on Instagram again. And Twitter, Gabrielle_Loren. And season 5, Women of Wrestling, backstage. I'm always going to do that, so.
Well, where can they see that? Or is it on yet? Or when is it?
It's not on yet. We're still shooting. I'll be shooting on Friday again. We did the live matches already, but we have some additionals to get done.
Jimbo, plug.
Follow me on Twitter at Jimbo in the Booth. Check out Xbox 1, 2, 3, 60.
All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Rosenberg, Instagram, The Rosenberg. T-shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. And again, collarandelbowbrand.com. Brand new T-shirts created by Al Snow. Use the promo code Rosenberg. You get 10% off your order. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. For our good buddy, Mr. Frankie George, our good buddy, birthday boy, Mr. Tom Connolly, the lovely Miss Gabby Loren, and the wonderful Jim Mona Booth, I'm your esteemed Christian Rosenberg, and we'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.